Hello, this is, why did I say him? I don't want to say him. This is another episode of Nate, you don't have to love. No, this is the name of my episode. You don't have to love. It's my fault if it's not funny, but you don't have to love. Lately, my mom just went, not lately, like yesterday or 2 days earlier, my mom came back from her trip to her sibling's house in the countryside outside of my city, my province. She just is about maybe like 100 miles away, I don't know. But she went there by train. And I'm not sure about this, but I think she took a complimentary train, which is a free train. You can get a ride for free, and it parks, it stops at every single train station that exists along the way. So my mom went there by herself on a complimentary train by the government, well, thanks to the government, and she was like, oh, I'm so happy. Like, I went there and I get to rest and get to talk to my cousins and siblings. Anyway, my grandma, she has like a whole bunch of kids, like 9, 10, whatever, you know, old people. Like, back in the old days, nothing to do. Let's just have sex and not wear condom and keep pushing kids out of your vagina, whatever. Okay, so my mom went back from a trip, and she wanted to tell a story about her friend whose dog is bitten by a, I don't know what exactly to call this kind of animal, but it's a kind of lizard. You just think of a Komodo dragon, but it's not that poisonous. It's just, you know, just some big-ass lizard strolling around the damp spaces and fields. And in Thailand, we plant rices. No, not rices. We plant rice all over the place. We grow rice. And so rice, it needs water, lots of water. So, and this kind of lizard too. So they stick together, rice fields and this kind of lizards, which appears to be a swear word in my language too. So when she talks about this kind of animal, you don't want to say its real name because it's considered a root word, a swear word. So my mom's friend's dogs was bitten by this monitor lizard, and so her friend was really anxious and really nervous to get to a veterinarian, but it's like 2 in the morning, and there are no hospitals for pet or for animals open at that time in the city. So they kind of she kind of have to take her dog to human hospital, But anyway, that's not the point. The point is my mom. This is gonna be great. My mom. So my mom told this story to me, and I was like, "Oh, mom, I don't wanna, you know, listen to the story of your friend's dog bitten by a monitor lizard. I wanna listen to something else. Do you have anything good? Do you have anything dope? Anything cool? Anything fantastic happening there?" And she was like, "Oh, yeah, there's one thing, there's this thing. Did you follow the news?" And this comes out of her mouth. Did you follow the news? And I was like, Mom, I think you kinda know that I don't watch TV. But, you know, she asked because there might be a possibility that I might saw what she knows on the internet, on like YouTube or that shit. But anyway, she asked me, "Did you follow the news?" And I was like, Mom, if you say that, it means that you got involved with some shit that goes on TV and some shit. I don't know what it is, but I'm afraid it might be bad things, because in my country, good things are not on TV. Good things stay, and good things are really quiet, but bad things spread all over the place. So, she asked me, "Oh, did you follow the news?" And I was like, no. What's happening?" And she was like, I was riding on the train, on a complimentary train, and the train that I was riding, there's this really huge bump that it goes like cook 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 cook, and it's really it affects the whole train, so the train kind of have to stop for that huge bump to kind of look into it and see what happens under there, under the wheels. So the train stops, and in the middle of nowhere, and the train stops, and the ticket guy kind of, he's a weird ticket guy. This one is the weirdest one that I ever heard of. So the ticket guy went down to see what happens with the train. What's the huge bump? Maybe tree or maybe whatever. So he went down to see. And then he came back and he sprayed the news all over the train that, "Oh, we are so sorry for the inconvenience, because there's a lady who's just jumped out of nowhere and killed herself, you know, you right now you guys are sitting on her face." And I was like, Mom, did I, before this, I think I stayed clear that I asked you to tell some nice story, Mom, something fantastic." My mom is a weird person. She thinks this story is really fantastic. She's, I don't know. I don't think she's nice, but she goes to temple or the religious places a lot, but she's not nice. because when she sat on a dead body's face, she didn't realize that she realized one thing that, I kinda am involved with a situation which might goes on TV, and my kids probably sees it. They'll probably see it, and you know, I got to brag about it later. So, and I was like, "Mom, you are a cold ass bitch. If I was there, I probably would be." I probably freak out and scream and cry and cry and whatever that can happen to when, you know, you see a dead body, a suicidal dead body, and my mom didn't feel a thing. And the apex of the story, the peak, the highest point, it really surprising, shocking shot is when the ticket guy, after making his announcement all over the whole train, and he was like, I might go down and help. So the ticket guy went down and helped cleaning or getting the dead body, of the track, the rail track. Yeah. So, and he was like, and then he finished, and he went back to my mom's car on the train. You know, the little part, you know, a room on the train that sticks together, that single room, we call it a car. So the ticket guy came up and to my mom's car is where she is at, and he's like, the smell of the dead body still lingers on my hands. You want to smell it? And he say that to everybody nears him, and there are those freaks who like, oh really, let me try, let me smell. And I was like, mom. And my mom was like, but I didn't smell his hands. I didn't. And I was like, that's not the point, though. The point is, did you observe at all? Did you realize at all that what the hell is going on with people? The guy just picked up a dead body and didn't wash his hands, and he was trying to get to get the others to smell the scent of a dead body. And it's the ticket guy who works for the train organization stuff, kind of belongs to the government. Anyway, that is really weird shit. Weirdest shit ever. Weirdest shit ever happened to my mom on the train. And she is a cold ass bitch. She didn't observe or realize. She just sat there and, oh, I really want to go. I really want to reach my destination already. Why is it so slow? And I was like, mom, I didn't realize that you are this cold. I thought I did realize some long time ago that you are a cold ass bitch, but I didn't realize that you are this seriously cold. So after that, we both became quiet. No, I became quiet and my mom goes to sleep. She kind of falls asleep. That's the Asian thing. Asian old people, just if they want to sleep, they just fall asleep. And I was like, oh my fuck, my mom's ass, we're on a dead body, kind of. And I was trying to figure out, this is a bad example, but I'm gonna tell you anyway. I was thinking of
killing myself sometimes in the past, but all of my choices, none of it consists of jumping onto the train or jumping and, you know, jump up the train or whatever. That's not my choice. My choices are gun, maybe shoot myself on the head or mouth, gun and poison and what else, sleeping pills, like some non-pain kind of stuff, but jumping off a train is never will be a choice of the way I kill myself. So I have this weird thought that, hey, what would make you think that killing yourself by jumping off a train would be a choice and it's the best way and it's the thing that you have to do? How sad or how unfortunate or how miserable I have to be to make that decision. And I was stuck. And I was stuck in the contemplation of thinking of coming up with an answer that, hey, you know, worst things that happen to human being, you broke up with your girlfriend, boyfriend, and your family left you and you are left alone, okay. You are really poor, you are penniless, okay. But even though I would ask for help or, you know, be a homeless man or becomes a beggar or a thief or whatever, but why jumping off a train? I might have cancer, but, you know, it is better to die having cancer than to let the train runs over you and tears you apart and what the fuck? So there I go. I come to the solution in the end that those people who jumps off the train, they don't want to jump off the train, but I think they got killed by they got killed before, and the murderer was trying to cover up the evidence or, you know, destroy that shit. So he I don't want to be sexist, but I would like to address the murderer as a he. So he might wanna cover up his evidence and destroy some shit that will lead to him. So he would throw off a dead body out of a bridge or some sort, and then let the train just runs over the body. Because I don't think it's ever possible for a human being to kill themselves that way. It's true. It's too cruel. Thank you.